answer for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday, TGIF. Thanks for starting your weekend with us. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Franky. You know, you keep it very chilly in here, but I like it. It kind of wakes you up
in
the morning.
Well,
you sort of need
that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I've got my sweatshirt on and everything. Good. You doing well?
I'm doing great.
Everything going, getting crazy with the baby on the way?
You know, I am so busy on a day-to-day basis that I really don't have time, at least it doesn't seem, to stop and think about how life-changing a situation it is.
Well, just be prepared. Let's get to the weather from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Actually, today, it's going to be a little rainy. Yesterday out in Huntington, we had a pretty nice weather. It was very sunny most of the day.
Yeah, contrary to your prediction in Staten Island, same thing.
Oh, well, it's not my prediction. It's the weather forecaster's prediction. Don't shoot the messenger. Today we're looking at cloudy skies with maybe a few showers in the afternoon, a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, we're going to have a few clouds. I don't see any rain, though. Tomorrow looks like a pretty nice day, 85 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. High humidity, unfortunately. It's always a bummer when you have high humidity. Mm. Sunday, we're going down to 78 degrees, mainly sunny skies. It looks pretty nice. And 50% humidity. That's the lowest I've seen in quite a while.
All right.
So Sunday looks like the day to just do all the outdoor stuff. Monday is looking okay, too. 75 degrees, partly cloudy. And currently the temperature in New York City is 71 degrees.
This is the second full day for the first space crew with no professional astronauts on board. SpaceX says they're healthy, happy, and working on scientific research. They also spent time yesterday chatting with CEO Elon Musk and answering questions from patients at St. Jude's Hospital. The mission includes orbiting Earth every 90 minutes, more than 100 miles higher than the International Space Station.
The heartbroken father of a Long Island woman who went missing while touring the country with her boyfriend over the summer is speaking out. Joe Petito says his primary focus is on finding Gabby.
I got to be out there to help her because the one person who's supposed to be leading the charge is sitting home in his lazy boy chair, you know, not talking to anybody.
Petito, of course, is referring to his daughter's boyfriend. Brian Laundrie has not been cooperating with police, and he and his family are hiding behind their lawyer, refusing to give any help whatsoever. Not surprisingly, police have named him a person of interest. Laundrie's sister, however, has spoken out. She did an interview with ABC News. Cassie Laundrie says her family, quote, obviously wants Gabby to be found safe. And she says she hopes it's all just a big misunderstanding. Meantime, Frank, there's new police body cam footage. It was released yesterday. It shows the aftermath of an incident involving the couple back in August. You can see Gabby sitting in a police car, crying, telling officers that she and the boyfriend had been fighting all morning. And she admits that she'd been struggling with her mental health. When one of the officers asked her if Laundrie hit her, she said, I guess, and made a grabbing motion with her chin. This happened back on August 12th. Near Moab, Utah. Petito was last seen about 2 weeks later. Her family reported her missing on September 11th.
5:07. Let's get a look at traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Well, not so bad as you come inbound on the LIE, starting to build up, as it usually does this time of the morning, Frank and Juliet, as you start to get through Nassau County coming into the city and then right through Queens again. Really not too bad. Same thing as you begin to travel out onto the inbound side at this point of the Gowanus BQE. Again, a little bit of slow traffic coming up towards the area of the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, Hudson River crossings are all good, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today should be back in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph.
You're welcome.
We have some more strange details emerging from that macabre scandal down in Charleston, South Carolina. All right, this is so weird. The wealthy legal scion, Alex Murda, turned himself in to police on Thursday. This guy is the one who was accused of hiring a hitman to kill him so his surviving son could reap in a $10 million insurance policy. Meantime, that alleged hitman is facing several charges, including assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Curtis Edward Smith is his name. His friends and neighbors say the 61-year-old was actually boasting about the crime. He is being held on bail. This case is just part of a string of bizarre events involving the Murda family. A few years ago, their youngest son, Paul, was involved in a fatal boat crash that killed a 19-year-old woman, his friend. In June, Paul and his mother were found fatally shot at the family's hunting lodge. That case hasn't been solved. Shortly after that, police reopened the investigation into the 2015 death of a guy named Stephen Smith. He is a 19-year-old with ties to Paul Murda. Now, South Carolina police are opening another investigation into the death of the Murda's longtime housekeeper, who apparently died at their mansion after allegedly falling down the stairs. But now that's starting to be questioned.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Justice Clarence Thomas is defending the Supreme Court. During a lecture at the University of Notre Dame, he said the media makes it seem like they always go right to their personal preference. He added, quote, "They think you become like a politician," close quote. Two other justices spoke out last week in the wake of their decision to let a Texas abortion law stand. Critics worry the ruling could lead to Roe versus Wade being overturned.
The committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol is apparently widening the net beyond the riots. They're demanding the Pentagon turn over documents relating to General Mark Milley's alleged call to China, warning them, allegedly, of a possible attack by then-President Donald Trump. Now, committee co-chairs Liz Cheney, who's a Republican, and Benny Thompson, who is a Democrat, they say the circumstances surrounding the riots, both before and after, are crucial in finding out what really happened. Speaking of, former President Trump says the men and women facing charges for trying to upend democracy that day are being, quote, persecuted so unfairly. He said Thursday that they were simply protesting a rigged election. Again, there's no evidence the election was rigged. His defense comes 2 days before the Justice for J6 rally in support of those being prosecuted. Meantime, the DHS and other law enforcement agencies are preparing for the worst. DHS officials say that there has been online chatter about another storming of the Capitol the night before the rally, which would be tonight.
Yeah.
There have also been comments about kidnapping members of Congress, targeting local Jewish institutions, elected officials, and, quote, liberal churches.
A former Minneapolis cop convicted of killing George Floyd is charged in another excessive force case. Derek Chauvin pleaded not guilty yesterday to violating a 14-year-old boy's rights. He's accused of hitting the teen in the head and kneeling on his neck during an arrest 4 years ago. Chauvin also gave the same plea earlier this week to federal charges of violating Floyd's civil rights. He's serving 22 years in prison.
AOC might be in BIG trouble. Second ethics complaint was filed against her yesterday. Paul Kaminar of the National Legal and Policy Center claims the New York rep violated the House gift rule by accepting a lavish gift, that, of course, being tickets to Monday night's Met Gala. And also, he's bringing up this stay at the posh Upper East Side Carlisle Hotel that apparently she might have been given free. It also targets Ocasio-Cortez for bringing her boyfriend as her plus one. According to the House rules, a free ticket given to a rep has to be given to charity, the extra ticket, their child or a spouse. And since Riley Roberts hasn't put a ring on it yet, Kaminar says it's a no-no. This is the second complaint filed this week against the congresswoman. The American Accountability Foundation on Monday accused her of accepting a, quote, impermissible gift of free tickets.
See, it's because it's the Met Gala. They give everybody a hard time. If it was the Yankee Gala, nobody would care. Everybody would look the other way.
Well, exactly. And also she made it political with the, you know, tax the rich thing.
A Missouri cave featuring ancient indigenous artwork is carrying a more than $2 million price tag. That's how much it sold for at auction this week. And now
a cave?
Yeah.
A cave sold?
Yeah. Yeah. And now the Osage Nation is speaking out. They say their ancestors were behind much of the artwork, and they wanted to buy the property. But the family who owns it reportedly couldn't agree on a price.
Owning a cave. Obviously, it's on their property.
Yep.
Yeah. Just days after a brazen shooting at the Upper East Side hotspot Philippe Chow, Democratic mayoral nominee Eric Adams sat down to have dinner there. He used the media attention to slam criminals, and he promised to beef up the NYPD. On Wednesday night, you probably heard this by now, two armed men robbed some patrons that were sitting outside of the restaurant, shooting one in the leg while diners sitting nearby looked on in horror. Cops, by the way, say they are still on the hunt for the suspects.
Just in time just in time for Winnie the Pooh's
The heck out of me.
95th anniversary. Uh-huh. A cottage inspired by the lovable bear is now up for rent in England. Disney helped design the Bear B&B cottage. It's stocked with yoga mats, journals, and throw rugs to embrace living more like Pooh, who's famous for going at his own pace. A one-night stay will cost $130, but visitors will also be given a tour of the 100-acre wood.
Did Pooh do yoga?
I think so.
Oh, I don't think so. Did he have, what was his little land called? Where did he live?
The 100-acre
wood. 100-acre
wood.
That's what it was called?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy. This was like 52 years ago. I don't remember this stuff. More than 20 of our nation's attorneys general are not happy about vaccine mandates, and now they're threatening to sue. The news comes in a letter a week after President Joe Biden announced the mandate for federal employees, contractors, and companies with more than 100 workers. They refer to the mandates as an edict. And speaking of the vaccine, the TV show, this is interesting, Inside Edition, they've been known for busting bad behavior a time or two, and their latest undercover op happened right here in New York City. The show sent crews out to 15 different restaurants to see how many were enforcing the city's vaccine mandate, and of the 15, 11 did not enforce the protocol. A couple of the restaurants were right here on the Upper East Side. Producers were seated inside with no questions asked. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says those businesses who don't enforce the rules are subject to $1,000 fines.
I am surprised that it was that high.
11 out of 15.
I think I've been to restaurants three times since they started enforcing, and only one didn't ask for a vaccine card when I walked in.
I've only been to one, and they asked. Michael's. So thank you, Michael's.
Michael's in Midtown?
Michael's in Midtown.
Well, you're doing pretty well. You can afford to have lunch at Michael's.
Well, somebody took me out.
Oh, well, okay. 5:15, let's get a look at sports with Matt Sapienza.
All right, thanks, Frank, and good morning, everybody. Well, not a good day for the Yankees, but ready, Juliet?
Yes.
Orioles won.
Oh, I can't believe it. Well, I better go buy a lottery ticket today.
Yankees reliever Clay Holmes threw a wild pitch with two outs in the ninth inning that let the tying run score. Then Austin Hayes chopped an RBI single in the 10th that lifted the Orioles to a 3-2 win and dropped New York back in the AL wildcard race. The Yankees fell half a game behind idle Toronto and Boston atop the AL wildcard standings. Holmes was one strike away from his first career save, and when his high and outside fastball got past catcher Gary Sanchez, allowing pinch runner Kelvin Gutierrez to streak home from third base. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman had pitched the previous 3 days. Ryan Mountcastle homered for Baltimore, which snapped a five-game skid and avoided its 100th loss of the season. To the gridiron now for some NFL action. Dustin Hopkins made a 43-yard field goal on an untimed down, and the Washington football team defeated the Giants 30-29. Hopkins missed his first attempt to win the game, but he was given a reprieve when Dexter Lawrence was flagged for being offside. His next attempt was good, giving Washington a wild victory, and quarterback Tyler Heinicke gave another moment in the sun. Heinicke threw for 336 yards and two touchdowns. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza, and that's WABC Sports. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Matt. 5:17. Let's check in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Did you watch any of that game, that Giant game last night, Joe?
No, I was out at a charity event last night.
Oh.
I was hosting the Mount St. Mary's Academy up there in Wanchung. They have their annual gala. And it was a pretty nice thing. I didn't realize how nice it was going to be.
Oh, how nice.
It was
good for
really
you.
Nice. Yeah, so I did that, raised some money for him. It was good. So here we go. We have really not a bad morning. In fact, a pretty good morning as you begin to travel inbound LIE, northern, southern, all three. You know, building up normally as you come out of Nassau, coming into the city, up through Lower Brooklyn, already Industry City, to the Brooklyn Bridge in that new construction zone inbound on the Gowanus BQE. If you're traveling at the Hudson River crossings, so far so good. No major problems at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. This support of service to Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more, discover.com/yes. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Yep. What are people thinking about the state of the economy and buying and things like that, Frank? I am so curious.
Well, then, fortunately for you, the Consumer Sentiment Index out today.
Wow. Biz buzz.
Boom.
Boom. And also, a new cruise ship is making waves. Big ones, I will explain. And also, it's the final installment of my themed cruises series. We've got some really good ones for you. And on this day, we're going to focus on Well, I'm going to focus on the King of France, Bonnie Prince Charlie, and the Constitution.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. 72 degrees, 520. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. The trading week is winding down after stocks closed mostly flat yesterday. Investors digested last month's retail sales that rose by 0.7%, surprising the market. Economists were expecting a 0.8% month-over-month decline. Weekly jobless claims came in at 332,000, which was 12,000 more than expected. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 63 points, the S&P 500 dropped 6, and the NASDAQ gained 20 points. The preliminary September Consumer Sentiment Index from the University of Michigan is due today. Analysts are forecasting slight improvement from the August index, which was the weakest in more than a decade. The latest report will be out at 10 o'clock this morning. Millions of Americans should be receiving their third round of child tax credit payments soon. The IRS started sending those out on Wednesday. Most parents can expect to automatically receive payments up to $300 for each child up to age 6, and $250 for each child from age 6 through 17. Three more payments are scheduled before the end of the year.
Okay, I know exactly what I want for my birthday. You make a boatload of money, Sid, so I expect you to be part of this. Sapienza, you live in Oyster Bay. Molly, I'm sure you're very wealthy, too. And Frank, I look at your wallet's packed. So back in the 1790s, my girl Marie Antoinette was hanging out at the Tuileries Paris, the palace there. That's where she and the king were essentially being held captive. And she started to think, things are not really going so well for Louis and me. Maybe I should pack some of my belongings just for safekeeping and send them away with somebody that I trust. Well, turns out it was a great move. One of those belongings was a set of diamond bracelets. She never saw them or any of her jewels again. Of course, she was executed in 1793. Now, just about 225 years later, those bracelets have emerged in public and they will be auctioned off at Christie's in Geneva, Switzerland on November 9th. Now, they are expected to sell for much higher than their $2 to $4 million estimated value, given who they once belonged to, Sydney. But, I mean, if you guys all got together.
No, we still wouldn't have enough.
And thought really, really hard. By the way, the man who took her jewels to safety was her faithful advisor, the Austrian diplomat Count Mercy d'Argenteau. Marie was the daughter of the Austrian Empress Maria Theresa, of course. And d'Argenteau kept the wooden crate of the Queen's treasure. And it was later given to her daughter, the only surviving member of that fated family.
Wouldn't you feel funny accepting such a lavish gift from us like that?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
No, I would be forever in your debt.
Well, if I had the money, I would certainly buy it.
Would you?
Absolutely. Why not?
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
But you don't have the money.
I don't. No, nowhere close.
You couldn't afford even a speck of the diamonds in that bracelet.
No.
None of us could.
I can get you some cake in a tradition of Marie Antoinette.
All right. She didn't say that.
Let you eat it.
She didn't say that.
All right. Well, a man in South Dakota is donating some big cash thanks to some big recycling. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reporting that Gerald Scheid made two trips to a recycling plant with over 1 million crushed cans and metals. The massive can intake resulted in a $105,000 check, which Scheid decided to have made out to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He says collecting cans was something he's always done and wanted to make the contribution after being moved from seeing numbers of ads for the nonprofit.
Americans are fat, Frank,
yes.
And we're getting fatter. A new study.
Not you, the Pilates.
Why? I'm working my butt off.
You're wasting away.
No, I'm just getting toned, man. I'm getting toned.
You're looking great.
Thank you. A new study by the CDC shows 16 states have adult obesity rates of at least 35%. That's nearly double the number from 2018.
Wow.
Crazy. College-educated folks and people under 24 are the least likely to pack on the pounds compared to those who have only a high school degree and middle-aged people. They're apparently heavier than young and elderly people. The news is grim, considering obese people are far more likely to develop serious illness, hospitalization, or death because of COVID,
well,
among other things.
Speaking of physical fitness, scientists are saying there's a number of steps that you should try and hit to reduce your risk of early death. The study, published in the JAMA Network, Network Open, says that number is, any guesses?
Five
steps a day?
Yeah.
No, 7,000.
Oh, you're saying, I thought there were like actual steps, like step one, you've got to do, you're talking about actual steps.
Yes.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
7,000.
7,000.
Researchers kept tabs on roughly 21,000 people between 38 and 50 years old for roughly 11 years. Their study found people who walked at least 7,000 steps a day had a 50 to 70% lower risk of premature mortality from any cause.
Oh, I thought you were going to, I thought it was like a step thing. Like these are the things that you should do. Like don't go skiing anymore when you're over the age of 40 or don't go skydiving. Those are the things that I
just walk around a little.
Yeah. Well, walk around a lot, apparently. It is 5:25. Some of my friends who are parents lament about the state of teaching today. And this is one of those stories that is not going to make them feel any better. The mayor of Hudson, Ohio is demanding that the city's entire school board resign or else. Listen to this. Apparently, not just one teacher, but several teachers thought it would be a fine idea to create a lesson that would spur the kids' creative writing skills. Oh, well, that sounds nice. Well, let me tell you some of the topics suggested by the teachers for this creative writing. Number one, write an X-rated Disney scenario. Number two, write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. Yes, this actually happened. Mayor Craig Schubert says the material isn't creative, it's porn. And considering these kids are kids, it's child porn. He says if the board doesn't quit en masse, he will push for prosecution.
More than half of Americans can name all three branches of the federal government, the highest number since 2006. A survey from the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center found 56% could name the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. More people, 74%, could also identify that the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, although fewer knew it also protected religion, press freedom, and the right to assemble. However, just over 60% think the freedom of speech applies to situations like free expression on a privately owned website like Facebook.
Mm. On that note, let's head over to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan. Hello, sir.
And good morning again to the two of you. And we're off to a very good start. Really not that much for you to worry about, at least not yet. Long Island Expressway, as everything is just updating, and we're looking, looking really good. Coming out of Nassau County, right into the city, really no major issues until just a little bit of a brake check as you get in through Main Street, in through Queens Boulevard. Not the case, though, coming up through Lower Brooklyn, bumper to bumper now from the Prospect right on up to that construction zone just before the Brooklyn Bridge. Little delay getting across the Staten Island Expressway, and again, but that's just the usual stuff getting up and onto the bridge. Now, Mass Transit. Everybody there is good. Hudson River Crossing starting to build up a little bit, but nothing terrible. And alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Are you a cruise guy? I think I've asked you.
Oh,
this
I
before.
Love cruises.
Yeah, well, I've seen some big ships. I'm sure you have too,
yeah.
But you have
yes.
never seen anything like Royal Caribbean's new Wonder of the Seas. I'm going to tell you guys about this. I mean, it's like a city. It truly is a floating city. Also, we've got the final installment of my themed cruises series. I'll tell you some kind of quirky themes that are out there if you're interested. That's coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40. But first, we are going to head to the headlines. And then on this day. Hi, Deb.
Well, good morning, Julia. Long time no see that we're both in the studio.
I said that.
All right. Continued uncertainty this morning over a third COVID-19 booster shot. Now, U.S. government advisors will debate today if there is actually enough proof that a third booster dose of Pfizer's vaccine is actually warranted. And also that Long Island woman, Gabrielle Petito, this morning remains missing, her boyfriend remaining a person of interest in that case. She disappeared while the two were on a cross-country trip. Republican Congressman Anthony Gonzalez announced last night that he will not run again, and among the reasons he cited the chaotic political atmosphere and his two young children. Three Texans under arrest after allegedly attacking a waitress. This happened outside of Carmine's restaurant here in New York City after the waitress asked them to see their proof of COVID-19 vaccination cards. Now, she was punched repeatedly, taken to a local hospital, should be okay. New York City's COVID-19 mandate for indoor events such as restaurants went into effect on Monday. Four suspects are at large after a New York City man was killed in a fight following a soccer game outside the iconic Peking Cheesesteak Shop in Philadelphia. Killed was Isidro Cortez of Queens. He was just 28 years old. Police say Cortez and his father argued with four suspects after attending a Philadelphia Union soccer game where Union lost to Mexico City's Club America. And that is your 77-second WABC News update. Juliet will have your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Right now, 69 degrees, cloudy skies. I'm Deborah Valentine.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you, George. All right, we have some breaking news. A new cruise ship is making waves, and we're going to talk about that at 5:40. But first, it is time for On This Day. On this day, September 17th, 1595, the Pope recognizes Henri IV, Henry IV, as King of France. Henry was a Protestant, and pro-Catholic forces in France refused to accept anyone but one of their own as king. Finally, after four defiant years in a move meant to solidify his rule, he converted to Catholicism, supposedly saying, "Paris is well worth a mass." Hmm. A few years later, he guaranteed religious liberties to Protestants, ending the wars of religion. He died, by the way, after being stabbed to death in 1610 by a religious fanatic. His wife, Marie de Medici, served as regent for their son until the son became king in 1617. He was Louis XIII, father of the famed Sun King, Louis XIV.
On this day in 1787, the Constitution of the United States was signed at the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia.
And yes, that's right. It was the largest city at the time with 40,000 residents, Philadelphia was. The U.S. population was just 4 million. It's more than 327 million now. Do you know who the oldest person to sign it was?
I'm going to guess that it was Ben Franklin.
You are correct. He was 81. Do you know the youngest person?
That's a good question. I am going to guess that it was...
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Somebody from New Jersey.
Oh, was it Stockton?
No.
No, then was
if
it...
If you get this, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Well, now the pressure's on. Was it Hopkins?
No, I'll give you the first. Jonathan Dayton. Jonathan Dayton.
Would not have gotten it.
26 years old.
Would not have gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah. It has been amended 27 times, by the way. 1745, on this day, September 17th, 1745. Think about this. This is what was happening. Bonnie Prince Charlie. Remember I talked about him yesterday?
Yes.
He brings his Jacobite rebellion to Edinburgh, Scotland. He was the grandson of James II of England. The Bonnie Prince and his dad spent much of their lives trying to regain the English throne after James II was deposed. And he was sent into exile. And so the whole family was in exile, basically. Sadly for the Bonnie Prince and company, despite having a lot of support in Scotland, it wasn't quite enough. The prince's forces were defeated at the infamous Battle of Culloden. If you watched Outlander, you remember that. Afterwards, the prince went on the lam and finally ended up in France, just like his dad and grandfather. He lived a life of lushness. He's a lush. And he died in Rome of a stroke at the age of 67.
On this day in 1796, to announce his decision not to seek a third term as president, George Washington presented his farewell address to Congress in a newspaper article.
Oh, on this day, September 17th, 1849, Harriet Tubman escapes slavery for the first time in Maryland with two of her brothers.
On this day in 1862, Confederate forces under General Robert E. Lee were crushed by Union forces at the Battle of Antietam in Maryland. At least 22,000 men were killed, wounded, or missing. It remains the deadliest one-day battle in all of American military history.
That was in 1862?
Yes.
On September 17th? Well, just exactly 1 year earlier, in 61, the first class for escaped slaves was taught at Fortress Monroe, Virginia, which is now Hampton University. It was taught by Mary Peake.
On this day in 1953, Ernie Banks became the first black baseball player to play for the Chicago Cubs.
You know, I was on a private plane with Ernie Banks and Tommy Lasorda and my family. We were friends of the person who owned the jet. And we were all there, and everybody was drinking. Not me. I was a kid. But they all started singing Amazing Grace. Oh. And it was the craziest memory. And unfortunately, I was like 10 years old, so I don't have any video or pictures or anything of it. But
that's
it was
pretty cool.
Pretty darn cool. On this day, September 17th, 1972, MASH makes its debut on CBS.
On this day in 1955, actor James Dean filmed a TV commercial for the National Highway Safety Committee urging Americans to drive safely.
Oh, God, how weird.
He would later die in a car accident at the age of 24, just under a month before Rebel Without a Cause premiered in New York.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Wow, that's some strange stuff. Well, on this day, 52 years ago, a friend of mine who was my best friend growing up, we went to Canica Hills Middle School, and we went to Briarcliff High School together for a short time until I had to move down to D.C. Christine Trudeau was born. I've lost touch with her. I lost touch with her after college. And if she's out there, if you're out there, Christine Trudeau, or anybody knows how to get in touch with her, I've tried to find this woman. I can't find her anywhere.
What? So you're giving a birthday shout out to somebody that you haven't talked to in years and don't know?
Yeah, well, she was an important part of my life.
She could be, you know, vanished somewhere, right? She could be...
Don't say things like that. Well, what do you mean?
I don't know.
That's creepy. Your mind goes to dark places.
On this day in 1962, the Justice Department filed its first suit to end racial segregation in public schools receiving federal financial aid.
I got nothing else for you.
Okay.
I got nothing else.
Yeah,
it's time. You have something else? Go ahead. Just do one. Go ahead.
All right, one more. On this day in 2001, David Letterman hosted the first late-night talk show since the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Letterman opened the show with his thoughts on the matter. Guests included talk show host Regis Philbin and an emotional Dan Rather, who was moved to tears while discussing the tragedy with Letterman.
Ugh, I can understand why. It is 5:37 right now in the early news. Let's head over to traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Well, coming inbound on the Gowanus BQE, now Prospect Expressway up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, that new construction pattern. Also, as you travel on 1 and 9, you've got road construction as well in Woodbridge. Now, this would be right around St. George's Avenue. Apparently, two lanes are out of service. That's slowing people down. On the island, the Veterans Highway is closed both ways. 13th Avenue to Ocean Avenue, pretty bad overnight accident with a down wire, down poles. Mass Transit just checked everybody running on or close to schedule, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. The support, the service of Indeed.com, hitting speed bumps in your hiring process. Streamline your route to hired with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, stocks mostly flat yesterday. The S&P 500 dropping 6, the Dow losing 63, the Nasdaq gaining 20. President Biden is pushing his ambitious economic plans. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Biden argued that it is time to put the U.S. on a new path. He said the heart of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden said the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. Kroger is again requiring all employees to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. The Cincinnati-based grocer made the announcement this week. Previously, only unvaccinated employees were required to wear face coverings. Masks are optional for customers, but encouraged. And finally, the last Sears department store is set to shut its doors for good in the retailer's home state of Illinois. The shop, located in the Woodfield Mall, will close permanently on November 14th. Sears Holdings filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in October of 2018. Sears was founded in Chicago in the 1890s, selling everything from toys to home goods to clothing. At one point, Sears was the nation's largest retailer with thousands of stores spread across the U.S. Juliet.
Thank you. It is time for your Jet Set Julia travel update. I have seen some big cruise ships, but I have never seen anything like Royal Caribbean's new Wonder of the Seas. When it sails out of Fort Lauderdale March 4th, it will be the largest ship in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Features include Central Park, which is exactly what you'd think. It's this massive promenade plopped down in the heart of the massive vessel. You will not find Tavern on the Green, but you will find more than 10,000 plants and flowers, cafes, and cocktail bars. And that's just at the park. The ship is actually broken down into eight distinct neighborhoods, as they call it, each with its own vibe. As far as entertainment on board, I think the only way to describe it is extra, as the kids say. It's not just a pool, it's a water experience, complete with private poolside casitas and the tallest slide at sea, Ultimate Abyss, which rises 10 stories high. There is a playground for kids of all ages, but this ain't your neighborhood swing set, people. There are slides, climbing walls. I mean, it's just this, it's just unbelievable. The early itineraries start down in the Caribbean and then they switch to the Western Med for the spring and summer. This is not a ship. It is not a resort. It is a floating city. All right, moving on. Time for the final, installment of my themed cruises series. We're staying with the larger ships, although some not even close to the Wonder of the Seas. Fans will freak out for Azamara's Perry Golf Cruises. Perry is the leading operator of international golf cruises, and their 2022 itineraries on Azamara will take you to some of the greatest courses in the world. Now, if you're not familiar, Azamara is part of the Royal Caribbean group, but these are smaller ships. They're roughly 700 passengers or so. So you'll be able to squeeze into smaller, less traveled ports, which is always really nice. Norwegian seems to really do up this whole themed cruise concept. And next month, they're hosting the ultimate WWE fan experience, Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. It's music, live podcast recordings, comedy shows, and of course, Chris himself hosting the onboard wrestling. You've still got time. The ship sails from Miami on October 21st.
How much is it?
I don't know. I mean, usually not too expensive. Usually, you know, around, probably ranges from $1,500, I would imagine.
Okay.
I know there are some bikers who listen to us. So, gentlemen and ladies, this is for you. The High Seas Rally is the world's only biker rally on a cruise ship. It's all about the world of wheels for this Royal Caribbean cruise, which leaves Port Canaveral October 29th. It features, I mean, you've got biker merchandise, theme parties, tattoo contests, live concerts, anything bike-oriented, it's for you. And Frank, I know it's probably not going to happen this year with the baby, but Trekkies, of course, they have their own theme. Star Trek The Cruise sails from Port Canaveral on Royal Caribbean with costume parties, panels, and Trekkie talk 24/7. For those with a little less passion for action, there's the cruise and crop scrapbooking cruise. There are knitting cruises. There are religious cruises. So if it's a niche, chances are you may be in luck. I'm going to be posting a link to some great articles on my Twitter at Jets at Juliet. And we do have some breaking news. The Netherlands have announced that they are ditching the quarantine restrictions on Americans. If you're vaccinated fully, if you're recently recovered, or if you recently tested negative, apparently starting September 22nd, you're in the clear to travel there. You don't have to quarantine. Also, just a note, restaurants, bars, and nightclubs there will be closing at midnight. So don't expect to party the night away. And that's your Jet Set Julia travel update for today.
All right. You know, I'm looking at the prices on this Wonder of the Seas. It doesn't look crazy expensive, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, when you think about it, cruises are a really good deal because most of them are, it's all you can eat. You've got the drink thing. Now you can amp up the drink package by paying a little bit more money and getting the nice stuff. But I mean, it's
I always get
affordable.
The drink package.
Oh, I always do.
You got it.
It's like $300 bucks, right?
For
a 12-day cruise.
Whatever amount of money it is,
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
I mean, you spend $300 bucks sitting for 10 minutes at a restaurant in New York City.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Well, before we get to sports with Matt Sapienza, let me tell you what's happening here in New York. Over 400 students, teachers, and staff have been tested positive for the coronavirus during the first week of public school across New York City. Just over a million students went back to class for the first time this school year on Monday. The George Gershwin School in Brooklyn is one of a number of schools that's been forced to shut down because some classrooms had experienced students testing positive for the virus. The Department of Education says 169 classrooms across the city were closed this week due to COVID cases.
On that note, not that we're speaking of COVID and segueing to you or anything like that, but Matt Sapienza, what's happening? Well, you're a young man, but you are very careful.
Thank you.
What's happening in sports?
Well, it wasn't a good day for the Yankees. Yankees reliever Clay Holmes threw a wild pitch with two outs in the ninth inning that led the tying score. Then Austin Hayes chopped an RBI single in the 10th that lifted the Baltimore Orioles to a 3-2 win and dropped New York back into the AL wild card race. The Yankees fell a half game behind idle Toronto and Boston atop the AL wildcard standings. Holmes was one strike away from his first career save when his high and outside fastball got past catcher Gary Sanchez, allowing pinch runner Kelvin Gutierrez to streak home from third base. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman had pitched the previous 3 days. Ryan Mountcastle homered for Baltimore, which snapped a five-game skid and avoided its 100th loss of the season. To the gridiron now for some Thursday night NFL action. Dustin Hopkins made a 43-yard field goal on an untimed down, and the Washington football team defeated the Giants 30-29. Hopkins missed his first attempt to win the game, but he was given a reprieve when Dexter Lawrence was flagged for being offside. His next attempt was good, giving Washington a wild victory, and quarterback Tyler Heinicke gave another moment in the sun. Heinicke threw for 336 yards and two touchdowns. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza. You make it a good weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.
You make it a good weekend here. It's 547. Let's go over to Joe Nolan. You have a little sign-off that you could do?
No, I never had one.
Y'all come back now here. Remember? Beverly Hillbillies?
Y'all get on back now.
Y'all come back now here.
I think that's been used once. Oh, man, here we go. Long Island Expressway is actually pretty good. You know, a little bit of a slow go as you get through the western part of Queens. But, you know, you really don't slow down until you get to the Van Wyck, and it stays that way right on through Queens Boulevard. Lower Brooklyn, let's call it bumper to bumper from Industry City right on up to that construction zone. Now, the big problem we have today is on the Veterans Highway in both directions. All lanes are closed between 13th Avenue and Ocean Avenue. That with down wires and a down pole. And alternate side again today is going to be in effect. This report. A service of Indeed.com. Streamline your route to hired with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. We're going to check in with Sid momentarily. But, you know, I mentioned the Marie Antoinette bracelets that I would really like for my birthday. Probably will run you about $6 or $7 million, I'd imagine. There is another spectacular treasure. Mm-hmm. It's not for sale, though. It's going on display. Two pairs of spectacles dating back to the 1600s. The rims of these spectacles are made of jewels, and the lenses are diamonds and emerald. Wow. I don't really understand, but they probably weren't very helpful to the wearer as far as seeing things go. Experts say they belonged to the royals in India's Mughal Empire to help them ward off evil. They will be revealed to the public for the first time in October, including here in New York. The diamond lenses, known as the Halo of Light spectacles, are thought to have been cut from a 200-carat diamond. The other, known as the Gate of Paradise spectacles, that's with the green lenses, they were cut from an emerald weighing over 300 carats. So no, Bono was not the trailblazer when it comes to colored lenses. In fact, Emperor Nero wore green gemstone spectacles to supposedly soothe his eyes from all the blood that he would see during Roman gladiator games.
Wow.
And the spectacle, we cannot call them glasses, by the way. It's way too pedestrian. These spectacles go on display at Sotheby's here in the city today through Sunday.
I will be sure to check them out with
I would love to do that. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Former President Trump is condemning the criminal prosecution of all those arrested for January's Capitol attack. He claims they're being persecuted. At least 700 people who feel the same way are planning to rally at the Capitol tomorrow. Police say they're prepared but have asked the National Guard to help with crowd control if things get out of hand. Several streets will be closed and new fencing has been put up around the building.
We have Sid joining us momentarily to tell us what's happening on Bernie and Sid on this Friday. We'll be right back.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hi, Sydney. You're looking quite tan today.
Am I really?
Yeah. You know why? That you seem surprised by that.
I am surprised. I mean, the weather hasn't been nice. I haven't been outside tanning, so.
I mean, what, in 2 days?
I guess.
I mean, you're holding on to it.
I'm a tanorexic, so I feel like after 1 day.
Oh, yeah, I see. I get it.
It's gone.
Tan just makes you look so healthy, you know?
It does.
Like over the summer, I just felt healthy.
It's really
and
not
skinnier.
Healthy for you.
No,
skin,
it's not.
Though.
It's terrible
says who?
For you.
Says who?
Well, it's not helping.
I got to tell you, I have anecdotal, but all my family members, my father's whole family grew up on the beach in Coney Island. They were black as can be during the summer, including my father. He died at 88. My grandfather died at 91.
You're lucky, but skin cancer's real.
That whole sun thing, it's real, and you may lose something here. I've lost something in my forehead.
So I have too.
There is clearly a partnership between these doctors and these ridiculous suntan companies, which are making people spend $20 a bottle on 30, on 50, on 70. All you need is 20. Once you get to 70, 100, it's all nonsense. People fall for this all the time. People like him. Skin cancer, yes. There are people that die, and you may end up with something taken off your face. But the idea that it's that dangerous is completely exaggerated. Trust me.
Now, do you feel the same way of natural tans versus tanning salon?
I do them both, so.
You do them both.
But you know it ages your skin.
It does. Like I have some leathery skin right here, so.
Yeah, us ladies, we can't do that.
Well, I just do HGH. It makes it go away.
You do what?
Human growth hormone.
That's right. Oh, it makes all those marks go away. It's great for you. So. Yeah.
They need to kind of like make that into some face cream. So
yeah, it would be great.
So you're not actually injecting it.
No. So is the sun going to come out anytime soon?
Tomorrow. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. It's going to be very nice on Sunday. It's going to be actually
dollar.
Low humidity on Sunday, too, with a big blob of sun. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Sunday's the day. Sunday's the day, people.
Oh, how about that? So Joe Nolan's got the Jets and the Patriots on Sunday in New Jersey.
How about those Giants yesterday? Couldn't pull it out.
You know, it's the fifth straight year the Giants started the season 0-2. Five straight years.
That's amazing.
In the prior 4 years with their 0-2 start, how many times did they make the playoffs?
You got me. None.
So that's a bad omen for this season.
Oh, boy.
New York is 0-3 in this early part of the football season.
I don't even pay attention to football
anymore.
You're
not anymore. A football fan, right?
I mean, I used to be, but not really anymore.
Dolphins?
No, I was a... No, I mean, I was sort of, I guess I was a Giants fan.
Oh, okay. When you grew up in Miami, I thought, back then, the Dolphins were good. You had Dan Marino and Don Shula.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. I was more a baseball girl.
Okay.
That was my thing.
You a Met fan?
No, I'm
Orioles.
An Orioles fan.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Very sad.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, that was my man. Oh, I loved him. I worship that man. So what's happening on the show today?
Well, we're going to do some football today. We're going to start our celebrity pick segment today.
Oh.
And we've got, celebrities that go right to the housewives. but I had to pick a husband, obviously. So I've got the most famous of all the New Jersey housewife husbands, and that is Melissa's husband, Joe Borg. Yes.
Oh, he's so funny.
He was going to stop in. He's going to call in. He'll make celebrity football picks today. He is funny. He actually has now a bunch of comedy shows lined up, one in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock. He did one earlier with the other house husbands, and now he's got a gig the end of the month at Caroline's.
Wow. Now,
I know.
Tell me the truth. Is he good?
I've never seen him perform live.
Okay.
If he wasn't good, I wouldn't say it anyway.
You wouldn't?
No, of course not. He's coming on my show today. I'm going to kill him first.
Yeah.
But I heard he was good. I heard he was good.
I love the idea of the celebrity football picks.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make more sense to do it on Thursday morning so you get Thursday's game in there too?
Maybe. But you have enough games on Friday, and it's like a good getaway for the weekend. You know, Thursday there's still another show to do. And I know we had the Giant game last night, but Friday's usually the day that shows do their quote-unquote – celebrity picks. Because Friday's supposed to be kind of an easier day, you know? Which it never is.
Yeah,
for us.
That's true. I know. I know.
We're always knee deep, and you know, this girl's missing on Long Island. She's probably dead, and Joe Biden's no good, and the Blasio is doing this. So we'll find a way to just kind of take a breath with that, and then Peter Gordio, who was a pretty good actor, very good actor. He's on Gravesend. He's been in a million movies. Big, strong guy. He's going to come in live this morning at 7:25. We're going to start Fitness Fridays with Gordio, who's about three times the size of me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he's going to be in at 7:25. Then Joe Gorga. So the 7 o'clock hour, you can take a deep breath this morning.
When you say Fitness Fridays, what is that? He will be giving fitness tips?
Exactly right.
Ah, okay.
Whether it's weightlifting, maybe you go to a mile high and you run. Maybe you do a Pilates class, whatever it
is. Wait, can I have you bring in my Pilates guy?
Of course.
He owns Club Pilates. He a bunch of them. He's great. He would be a good guest.
Bring him on.
Pilates has changed my life.
It has?
Oh, my God. I freaking worship it. It's
really?
Literally changed my life. I love it. Yeah.
There you go. So we'll talk about it. You can have your guy come in for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Then we've got Joe Tacopina, famed defense attorney at 840, talking about this young lady. Now there's a double homicide in the same park. So this story is getting wilder and wilder. It really is. And then Constantine Maroulis, because he's on every day. Something in his contract, I don't know.
God bless.
So we got four good guests today, and we'll have some fun. It's a Friday, and that's it.
All right. What are you doing this weekend?
Going to your house.
Boy, I'd love to have you.
I don't have any plans. I have no plans.
You have no plans. You always have plans.
No, you know what's true? I don't. I usually don't make any plans. Stuff kind of pops up.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
My husband is like, if you make plans for me one more weekend, I'm going to...
Oh, that's what my wife says.
He's like, I can't take it.
Had it up to here.
I like that about John. I like that about John.
He's like, no, man. I don't want to leave my kitchen island.
You know, then you're obligated. If you make plans, you're obligated. Now, if you do something spontaneous, spur of the moment, that's one thing. Once you, make, quote unquote, make plans, then there's certain obligations. I don't want any obligations to anybody.
I know.
Outside this job.
I hear you.
That's
I've become a very, very much of a homebody now.
Good.
I used to be the party queen. I love being out
and
socializing. Now I'm like, ugh, God.
All those people that you thought loved you and they were great
they're
fun.
Totally didn't. No.
If you died today, maybe they'd send a card, maybe. But they would go on and go right to the Pilates class this morning.
Yeah, once my $1 million paycheck went away and I wasn't taking people out with limos and expensive dinners, all of a sudden I didn't have as many friends.
Right, so just remember that when you feel compelled.
You had $1 million paycheck?
It was up there.
My goodness.
Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days.
Well, have a great weekend, both you guys.
Thank you, honey. Me
too. Wow. Well. All right. A gentleman that's still enjoying his $1 million paycheck is the dean of New York City's traffic reporters, Joe Nolan.
Hi, Joseph.
I wish it was $1 million. Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. Veterans Highway both ways. Again, we continue to have issues. As you start to get between 13th Avenue and Ocean Avenue, down wires, down pole from an earlier accident. Also, inbound on the Gowanus BQE, you're backed up. Industry City up to the Brooklyn Bridge, inbound on the LIE at Main Street, Queens Boulevard area. Again, that continues. Mass Transit on or close. Starting to hear some rumblings maybe about a big problem with New Jersey Transit. We'll be back in 4 minutes, and we'll give that to you an update. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Heart of America are helping schools across the country increase their access to healthy food. Learn more, empireblue.com/NY Liberty. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Thank you. How do I get press plates? How do I do that?
Well, I do it through the DMV.
Do you? Don't you have to prove like you're a... I think it's like a big production to try to get press plates.
It's
just a pain in the neck to have to drive in, then park, and then move the car, then pay the... Oh, the parking is outrageous.
We gotta get press plates.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Frank.
Thank you.
I really want you to have some rest. I want you to give yourself, baby yourself this weekend.
I've got a lot going on this weekend.
Well, cut some things out.
I will try. We'll see.
All right. Oh, God. She's pregnant. She's like 7 months pregnant.
It's true. All right. I will see you on Monday. Enjoy an action-packed edition of the Bernie and Sid Show. Constantine Maroulis, Joe Tacopina, Peter Gordio, and Joe Gorgia giving the celebrity football picks. Should be an action-packed show. And if you want to stay in touch with Juliet and me, you could find her on Twitter at JetSetJuliet. You could find me on Twitter at Frank Moreno. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend.